This is Sarah Thibodeau, and I am honored to lead you through today's meditation. We're going to practice something called a loving kindness meditation, taken from the Buddhist tradition, but this practice can be used by someone from any faith. It's simply the practice of cultivating positive thoughts, thoughts of care, concern, tenderness, and love towards ourselves and towards others. So I'm going to invite you to find a comfortable place to sit. Maybe sitting with your spine up tall, or maybe adopting a more relaxed posture. Just any position where you can sit comfortably without distraction for the next several minutes. Gently closing your eyes, placing your hands in your lap, palms turned up to the ceiling. Just begin to turn your awareness toward your breath. Taking deep inhales, long exhales. Becoming aware of your body, places where you feel tension, and the places in your body where you feel comfortable and relaxed. Drawing your attention to your heart space, allowing your breath to expand in every direction. And beginning to invite the Holy Spirit into this place. Turning your mind's eye to that sixth day of creation, when in Genesis chapter 1 it says, God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. That phrase, very good, in Hebrew is tov meod. And one way that it can be translated is forcefully good. Elisa Harper in the Very Good Gospel talks about this phrase, this tov meod, very good. And she says, tov is the Hebrew word for good, but the word does not refer only to the goodness of the object itself. It also refers to the relationships between things. In the Hebrew conception of the world, all of creation is connected, and the well-being of the whole depends on the well-being of each individual part. In the beginning, all of creation was tov meod, very good, because all of the relationships between things overflowed with goodness. The relationship between humanity and God was forcefully good. Humanity's relationship with self was forcefully good. The relationship between humanity and the rest of creation, the plants, the animals, and the systems that governed the earth was forcefully good. The relationship between men and women was forcefully good. Just allow your heart right now to give thanks for this beautiful picture of how God created this world, this very goodness between things. Turning your thoughts toward yourself. It can sometimes be easier to send loving kindness to other people rather than to ourselves. But we begin this practice by cultivating love for ourselves first, so that we can then extend to others what we possess within ourselves. Repeat this after me. You can either repeat it in your mind or out loud if you desire. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be loved. So noticing if those thoughts of loving kindness toward yourself were easy or difficult. There's no right or wrong way to do this. Like anything else, it's a practice. So just allow any feelings to come to the surface. Notice them and let them be what they are. Now bring to your mind someone for which you have a deep respect or admiration. This can be a dear family member, perhaps a grandparent or a trusted aunt or uncle. It can be a spiritual teacher, perhaps a pastor, or any other person for which you feel a great amount of respect. Imagine this person sitting across from you. Notice their face, how they look at you. And repeat these words after me with sincerity. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be loved. Now turning your attention towards someone for whom you have deep love. Perhaps a child, a spouse, a parent, or a dear friend. And imagine this person that you so deeply love sitting across from you. Notice how they're sitting. And when you're ready, prepare to send these thoughts of loving kindness toward them. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be loved. Allowing yourself to sit in this feeling of love towards this other person. It can be easy and feel natural to send loving kindness to those for which we already have deep respect and deep love. But next, we will turn our mind's eye to someone with whom we have some degree of difficulty. This can be someone that has deeply hurt you, someone that perhaps brings up feelings of resentment, bitterness, or even unforgiveness. Imagine this person sitting across from you. Imagine them seated comfortably and at ease with you. It's important that as we repeat these thoughts of loving kindness and direct them towards this person, that these thoughts come from a place of deep authenticity. So when you're ready, you can repeat after me. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be loved. it's okay if some negative feelings begin to come up as you begin to think about this person with whom you have difficulty. So if feelings of anger arise, that's okay. Feelings of hurt, just allow those feelings to come to the surface and see if you can invite loving kindness to come and sit with those feelings. Loving kindness in the Buddhist tradition is also known as love with wisdom. Love that bears no expectations of anything in return. The practice of softening the mind and the heart, practicing care and concern, regardless of how the other person feels towards us. So imagining this person sitting across from you, being held in the hand of God, asking God to reveal to you just how much he loves this person, to show you how this person reflects the image of God on this earth. And one last time, offering these thoughts of loving kindness. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be loved. Taking both hands and placing them over your heart, giving thanks to a God who examples loving kindness toward us and towards all of the people in our lives, those we love and respect, and those who have hurt us. We'll close this practice with a beautiful prayer written by Aaron Nyquist. Loving God, who fills the universe, this entire room, myself and everyone in it, please help me to notice what you are doing, both in me and in the other person, and help me to join that good work. Amen.